We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks from KCSN, which features three shows each week in Border War, hosted by former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins and Mizzou forward Jarrett Sutton. Ain't No Seats with Ryan Reinhart, Anthony Bax, and Braden Turner. And Booth Review, covering Jayhawks football with Kent Swanson and weekly special guests. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. Stay up to date on all things KU with KCSN. And now, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented, as always, by 360 Vodka. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, how we doing, man? You rested from your 2 a.m. Columbia. How's everything been going?
Yeah, like I said, I think I need just a little bit. Give me like a two-hour nap. I think I'll be refreshed and full charged. But yeah, what's
that like? Like, I mean, so unique, right? Like this, yeah. I can't, when we were texting about this, I was like, oh my gosh, a 2 a.m. tip. How did it go? Like, what was your experience?
It was unique. You know, obviously having to get the guys up at, 11 o'clock, get them moving, our bus departed for the arena at midnight. So that was already a little bit weird. Some guys looked like it was morning when you were waking them up, like it was an 8 a.m., 7 a.m. game. So it was crazy. Some of the coaches were yawning on the bench. I caught myself yawning before the game a couple of times, but it was fun. Like once the ball was tipped in the air, it's funny, adrenaline just takes off and you get in coach mode, players get in game mode, and it was just a fun atmosphere just to be playing a game at 2 a.m.
Did you get lost in the game? Did the time of the game interfere with, how you guys played or how the game was played at all? Or it was pretty
for us, like, I mean, we actually played really great. I'm like, geez, I got to see if I can schedule some more 2 a.m. games. They're wired. I mean, they were geeked up and ready. So I think that was one of the things that we benefited from the most out of it. We were able to get a win in good fashion.
Good.
Well, on your court.
On Mizzou Arena, Florida. It's another win for you in a hostile.
So thank you. Thanks, Missouri guys, for allowing us to get that win there.
Yeah. It's a cool event, too. I mean, you were kind of telling me a little bit about just this classic and, it's around the clock basketball. You got to love it. So I think it's creative. But
yeah.
Can't imagine a 2 a.m. tip, though. That's wild. Well, let's get to the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah.
Good win against another statement win, really. I think, you look at some of the comments after this game from a lot of the national writers is, look, Kansas has put their best foot forward to really be in the conversation of this repeat, which it's still early. We're getting ready to gear up for league play, but a really dominating performance again from Kansas against a solid team in Indiana. And again, similar to what Kansas has done in their previous two games, the Mizzou game, their most recent, dominating performance their last time out, they pick up where they left off, got off to a great start. Their defense was terrific, forcing 23 turnovers. Mm-hmm. DeJuan Harris was excellent. Grady Dick, was great in terms of shot making, had five steals. I think he's getting a lot better on defense too. But your overall thoughts on a really impressive victory again from Kansas on their home floor?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, especially with Indiana not coming since, you know, Bobby Knight was coaching. That was the first time they've been in that arena. And obviously, you know, them being ranked 14, it was just a great atmosphere for a great game. And, you know, they were able to just get on them early. I mean, I think they just did it almost from every statistical area that you can think of. They shot 51% from the field. They shot the ball very well from the three-point, shooting almost nearly 44%. And they didn't miss a free throw as well, too. They didn't shoot a ton of them, but they didn't miss any of them. They shot seven free throws and made seven free throws. Typically not as many free throws as probably you like to see, but when you're shooting the ball as well and kind of getting easy transition buckets from how active you are on the defensive end, that makes a lot of pressure on the other team as far as what they can do offensively. So they just kind of, I mean, they shared the ball as well. I think that was very impressive as well, too. DeJuan Harris had 10 assists, so he was definitely getting paint touches and finding the open man. And those guys are just ready to hit shots, and you mentioned it earlier, forcing those 23 turnovers. I mean, wow. Those are just extra possessions that you get on your end, and I think that was and when you look at the field goal percentage, 15, the Jayhawks shot 15 more shots than Indiana did that game too. And I think that was a big plus with those turnovers.
You look at the starters, and you know, we'll talk about the bench a little bit here.
Yeah.
The starters, all five guys in double figures, but you look, Kansas had, you know, 17 steals, right?
Yeah.
In this game.
Yeah.
And five of them from Grady, five of them from Kevin, three from DeJuan, and then Jalen and KJ with two apiece. I mean, that's as good as it gets when you look at the box score. and then you got Kevin with 11 rebounds, you know, to lead you when you're playing more of a smaller lineup. KJ Adams just with two rebounds in this game. But the defensive end, is Bill Self – I'm just curious because, you know, we've touched on this a little bit of, you know, KJ's a solid five. Don't get me.
Yeah,
he's not a typical Kansas five, but he's solid for them. And he really played well against Trace Jackson Davis. But it feels like Kansas defense, and it does start with DeJuan, but the versatility to switch and be really active and be in the passing lanes and the pressure that Kansas brings defensively, you know, it's really a testament to how they played. It's not an easy thing to do when you're so accustomed to having the David McCormick behind you defensively.
Yeah.
And you got a little bit of a different personnel and you're still, you know, defending at such a high level and so productive with these steal numbers and forcing these turnovers.
Yeah. And again, it just goes again, Coach Self is a great mastermind of that as far as being able to work with what he has. And I think that's one of the things that you can take away with, you know, KJ being undersized, 6'7", thick, bulky. I think that, you know, kind of makes up, you know, 2 or 3 inches for him being able to guard. But Coach Self also does a good job with, you know, mixing things up, whether it's trapping the post. They did a lot with trapping the post against Indiana. And I think that really did a great job as far as getting Indiana out of what they wanted to do. But I think if you're a Jayhawk fan, I mean, you can just smile and, you know, continue to watch the season progress because the bigs for Coach Self still haven't developed yet and got into comfortable in their own skin yet. Zuby actually had a great game, got to have 12 minutes. I mean, he got 12 minutes of play and poured in 8 points. So he did some really good things. I think that was almost kind of like a small coming out party for him. I think he's definitely that first rotation as far as that those bigs that were developing. I think he's a player that right now Coach Self is looking to count on it in the big spot. So they got some things that there's, you know, they got some time to kind of clean some things up here. But you got to be excited as a Jayhawk fan where they are right now.
You know, you mentioned Zuby, and I was going to touch on this. Bobby Pettiford with a great game.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
We've touched on the bench a little bit with Kansas in terms of knowing, you know, they got to get production and what's the rotation going to look like. You know, Coach Self really played seven guys in this game. When you talk about Zuby and Bobby. And Bobby 4-5 and 22, 4-5 from the field in 22 minutes. Yep. Did have a, you know, three turnovers, but he had four assists and points, and was really solid off the bench. Had a couple moments where he was guarding Jalen Hood-Schifino and did a really nice job on him. So the bench still work in progress. MJ Rice just played 2 minutes. I'm really curious, you know, if MJ's minutes are going to fluctuate, or, you know, if that's still got to be earned in practice. That's still a thing, even though we're in late December. Yeah. You know, you got to earn minutes right now, because Coach Self is going to, now at the stage of the season, I think, just with the league play right around the corner, you got to earn minutes to be on the floor. It's going to start practice. But you got to be at least happy that you got in a game, you know, like this against Indiana, your bench plays well. And, you know, Jalen Wilson, 1-6 from 3, 4-18 from the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, a game where, you know, he had 8 rebounds, but 11 points, that's arguably your best player and your best scorer. And you still put up, you know, 84 points. That's I think, a good sign of more things to come from Kansas when your best player doesn't have that efficient of a night and you still find a way to score 84.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. I'm checking my math points my math right now. It's 21. So, I mean, that's 21 points that came from the bench that normally you're not used to seeing. So you can kind of tack on that. Yeah, Jalen didn't have to work as much. Yeah, 4-for-18. We talk about, you know, you're a big efficiency guy, you know, have to find a way to be a little bit more efficient with those numbers. Could be every guy has a bad night. This was a bad shooting night for Jalen, but again, was still able to do other things as well too. So being able to have the bench carry for you as well too, I think that goes a little bit into factor as well too. That's why the bench needs to be able to be relied on, and because, you know, you never know what Jalen's going to do. And I think KJ's been doing a really great job of stepping up and looking to score a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting. Again, I always say that it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Self does with this team. I'm sure when Coach Self looks in the mirror, he's not as happy with this team as he doesn't see this team where he sees them, you know, later getting ready for that NCAA run. So it's going to be interesting to see where he takes these guys, but, you know, where he has them right now, I think it's still remarkable.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
As we transition here, there's two guys that I circle for Kansas. We know what we're going to get with DeJuan Harris.
Yeah.
We talked about him so much. And obviously Jalen is, you know, going to be playing at All-American level probably. He's going to have those type of games where, you know, he maybe struggles to shoot it or score, but, you know, still very productive in terms of he can score. He's still flirted with a double-double, you know, which is he can get that any night. But I really think the play of Grady Dick and Kevin McCullough over the last 2 to 3 weeks especially the last couple games, those guys, those two guys are really, you know, leading the charge with DeJuan and Jalen. And we knew that that was going to be the main four. But when you look at Kevin, I think he's getting more and more comfortable and more confident.
Yeah.
Just by how he's carrying himself, he's playing with some fire and motion.
Mm-hmm.
Those first few games, you could tell he was out there trying not to make a mistake, you know, really not playing, I would say, freely, but just playing sound.
Yeah.
Now you see him in, I mean, 11 rebounds, 5 steals. Defensively, he's always been a high-level defender. But he had 11 points and was really good, you know, getting to the rim and playing off the ball. And it just looks like he's getting more and more comfortable in terms of his role. And then Grady, you know, 8 of 12 from the field, 4 threes.
Yeah.
Whole hum, 20 points. That, I mean, what Grady's doing for a freshman, the 5 steals, 6 rebounds. I mean, he's doing a lot of things on the defensive side of the ball that I just think he's getting better and better on defense. The motor and the work ethic and his willingness to guard and play on and off the ball are always there. Yeah. But he's finally breaking through with the production, getting his hands on more balls, rebounding the ball more. I just think he's starting to figure some things out. And you got to be thrilled with those two. Those are two newcomers, one a transfer, one a freshman, that are really, really doing a great job of being consistent night in and night out as starters to really help this team.
Yeah, I mean, sheesh. When you just talk about just the consistency of what you have with this starting five compared to the consistency of what you had compared to last year. I mean, I see why, you know, there could be talks of, you know, a repeat. I've always believed there was a repeat from day one. We can go back to some stuff and, you know, follow up on that. You know, I've always thought, but again, this is, they have a unique team, and I think it goes to show with McCullough and Dick and Grady, they do a great job of really filling that void of that scoring, whether it's on the defensive end. I mean, it's just remarkable. Those guys take a lot of load off of the guys that are returning back from the championship. So to be able to have two guys that can come in and produce offensively and defensively, and McCullough, like you said, they're both figuring it out. They're both figuring out. McCullough just has experience while he's figuring it out, but they're both trying to figure out a new system under Coach Self and figure out what exactly they have to do that Coach Self likes. So they're both figuring out. Those guys that won the chip last year, they already know. they know. So it's real interesting and cool to follow these guys because they're starting to figure it out really quick, and they're starting to figure it out before Big 12 play. And normally with Coach Self's teams, they don't start to really figure things out until Big 12 play. So it's going to be interesting. Like I say, repeat myself, interesting to see where this team can go.
Here's what I think is really interesting about just looking at this Kansas team and the job Coach Self has done and his entire staff. Because when you're coming off a national championship, right, and you look back at the national championship team, you know, some great stories of guys on that roster that were not McDonald's All-Americans, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't five-star guys.
Yeah.
You look at this roster, like Grady is that, right? Mm-hmm. He was, you know, the player of the year in high school. But I think when they identify Grady, he's a Wichita kid. He's about all the things that Bill Self values as a coach.
Yeah.
He's coachable. He plays hard. You know, there's no baggage with him. What you see is what you get. He's
good kid.
But then you add a transfer in Kevin, who probably, I mean, a legit name in the portal, but there were some other names ahead of him of what teams were going after. But Kevin is that older veteran, high IQ, defensive-minded guy, positional size. That when they got him, I think we all knew it was a great get. There was some concerns about, well, he, you know, the shooting and the scoring. Kansas is fine in terms of scoring.
Yeah.
It gets back to how they put the roster together, identifying shooting. They get DeJuan back, who is an elite point guard. They have Jalen, who is very versatile and is adding more to his game than what we've seen.
Yeah.
And then you add, obviously, Grady into the mix. How they put this team together after winning a national championship is very impressive, considering the guys they lost.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an easy thing, and it's got to be said, and I don't think it's being said enough, of just how they put the roster together and identifying and being right on guys. You know, Grady Dick is not having a freshman season. He's playing like he's a junior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a testament to coaching and recruiting and finding the right guys and not just going after every five-star. Yeah. Going after the right guys that fit your program. And I think that's what Coach Self's done a great job with.
Yeah, you said it best. Going after the right guys that fit your program. And I think maybe where some coaches can go wrong, they go after, you know, this is a five-star, give me this guy. But he doesn't fit their program. So I think, you know, being able to go after guys that fit your program, and that's exactly what they've done. And, you know, credit to the portal, man. It's a different game because, I mean, you think about
when relationship, right?
Yeah.
Relationship.
Dude, when we played, man, it's like, I mean, it would be different for teams coming off of a national championship. Just teams coming off of another year, it would be different because of guys have that opportunity to hop into the portal. And then now you can see what they've done at that level and then be able to kind of pick and choose even, I think, a little bit better of what would probably fit a little bit better for your program. So, but again, you got to credit Coach Self and his staff for, you know, recognizing what they needed out of the portal and being able to make it happen.
You know, I think you bring up a great point because I know you went through this. I went through this as well. Every year, you know, we both played 4 years of college basketball, right? We graduated with the same school. And every offseason, it was like, okay, you might lose maybe one to a transfer, maybe.
Yeah.
Then it was like your seniors are going to graduate and you're bringing in new freshmen. Yep. You know, that was just kind of how it went. Now it's like, it's free. I mean, it's just your team.
Now you're bringing in top dogs.
You know, it's just that to me is the fascinating part of this. It's just, I'm sure as a coach, it's got to be. Wait, I mean, Coach Self has kind of talked about this a little bit, which is how different it is now to coach in today's college basketball. And there's been some coaches that have retired because they don't want to deal with it. And Coach Self, here he is adapting to it. And it has to be said, he's a great X and O coach as it is, but a lot of these coaches that have been around, they just want to talk very negatively about today's college basketball. I get it, but at the same time, you got to evolve. If you're a Hall of Fame coach, and Bill Self has done that. So
I mean, it's either you can complain about it, or you can just say, you know what, the rules are the rules. We might as well adapt to it. Let's get smart. Let's come up with a strategy, and let's just start going after our players. So it's a crazy game.
Crazy game. So we look ahead here for Kansas. They get Harvard to close out non-conference play. Harvard is first in the Ivy. They're a team that's 7-4, a team you can't look over. They got a kid named Chris Ledlam who's averaging 19-8. Not a great 3-point shooter, but their best player. So, you know, good tune up game, one more game for Kansas in non conference play. Big game for them. Just to get that last non conference, you know, game out of the way here and get geared up for league play when they get Oklahoma State. Right out of the gate to start league play. And Big 12 is going to be a lot of fun. There's been a lot of talk right now of what's going on down in Texas with the Chris Beard situation, which I think that situation is a pretty, tough one to really wrap your mind around just because of how good Texas is and a team that everybody thought was going to compete with Kansas and Baylor and TCU. And, there's some Kansas State is off to a great start with Jerome Tang. So these schools are going to be in the mix, and it's going to be another fun Big 12 ride. But Kansas has one more against Harvard, and then they turn the page. So here we go, getting ready to gear up for league play. That's an exciting time.
Yeah, and this game against Harvard, it's a big game. And I think it's a big game in so many reasons because they've been playing so great with this great momentum. You don't want to see anything drop off before you hit into Big 12 play. You want to come out and be sharp. And this is also an opportunity for some of these younger guys to get some minutes and to be able to have a chance to develop and be able to get some confidence going into Big 12 play as well, too. So this is, to me, this I would be looking at this is a very huge game because we definitely don't – we want to make sure that we're still dotting our I's and crossing our T's for sure. And we don't want to make sure that we're cutting any corners. We want to make sure we're playing the right way. So I think this is a really big game, and it's also a big game in terms of getting some of these younger guys a chance to get some developmental reps.
Yep, no question. So Kansas against Harvard on Thursday, 6 o'clock tip at Allen Fieldhouse. And then that Saturday, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1 yep. p.m. tip at Allen Fieldhouse. I love the day game tips at Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, me too.
The sun shining through. I think that's great. You know, every time you step in Allen Fieldhouse, it's a great environment. Something about day games in Allen Fieldhouse I think are a blast. So two good ones ahead.
Yeah.
Get you another nap in, man.
I'll try, man. I'll try.
Get yourself right before the holiday. Merry Christmas to
Merry
to
Christmas
you and
to you
your
too,
family
man.
As well yeah. and the team as we go into the holiday.
Merry Christmas to everyone else. Peace.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.